The nonprofit national organization, the After School Alliance, as part of its National America After 3 p.m. survey, found the number of Wisconsin kids enrolled in after-school programs grew from 10% to 11% over the past 5 years. A survey of around 550 parents or guardians in Wisconsin found that a third of all school children are staying home alone in the afternoons, and around a third of their parents would like to see their kids in after-school programs. But Alliance Director Jody Grant says sometimes there aren't any available or they're too expensive.
We did a study earlier this spring, and we found that 76% of the funding for after-school programs comes from parents. Which is, pretty high. And even though more than 25% of kids qualify for federal aid, only 11% of the funding is federal dollars.
Sue Peterson is the director of the school district of La Crosse's after-school programs. She's seeing an increasing need for such activities because of the struggling U.S. economy. She says many of the district's activities are the result of partnerships with area boys and girls clubs and 4-H, which keeps costs down. Peterson says most programs are free.
I think parents are extremely supportive. We hear parents say all the time, wow, there are so many choices. My kids don't even know what they should choose to do in your after-school program. And that's always been our goal, to provide an after-school program that kids want to come to, that brings to life really what's happening in the classroom.
Grant says the survey also found 96% of parents are satisfied with the after-school program their child attends. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.